WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wausau Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin sheriff is calling out a local news outlet on their ICE reporting. Marathon County Sheriff Chad Billup says inaccurate and misleading claims made in a Channel 9 news story undermines public trust and creates unnecessary fear in the community about how Marathon County deputies handle immigration enforcement practices. While Marathon County does have a 287G agreement with ICE, that only applies to the jail setting. According to a statement from Sheriff Billup, deputies have not and do not request immigration documentation during traffic stops, investigations, or any routine law enforcement interaction. Deputies are neither authorized nor directed to conduct immigration enforcement in the field. You may hear F-35 aircraft after dark this week. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be doing evening training flights through Thursday. You may see or hear F-35s flying overhead until approximately 7:45 p.m. now through February 12th. Pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents, but you'll likely still hear them in some areas of central Wisconsin this week. Wood County snowmobile trails are closed starting today because of deteriorating trail conditions. Powers Bluff Ski and Tube Hills are open this weekend, and Dan Vollert of the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department says the hills are in good shape. The multi-use trail is open for cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and biking. Napco Lake County Park multi-use and cross-country ski trails are open, but conditions are deteriorating. Richfield 360 County Forest multi-use trails are also open, but the warmer weather is taking its toll. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WXCO.fm. From the Wausau Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. New federal changes to food assistance are leading to fewer people getting help in Wisconsin. New data shows more than 15,000 Wisconsinites have dropped off food share since last summer, part of a nationwide decline tied to budget cuts and stricter work rules. Federal officials say SNAP enrollment is down about 6% across the country, or roughly 2.5 million people. Wisconsin is avoiding major penalties tied to the changes because its error rate is among the lowest in the nation. On Earth Day, Wisconsin officials say the Trillion Trees Pledge is now more than halfway to its goal. Governor Tony Evers and the DNR report nearly 12 million trees were planted in 2025, bringing the total to over 54 million since 2021. The state is aiming to plant 100 million trees by 2030, while also conserving forest land. Officials say partnerships across Wisconsin are helping lead the effort. New programs will also give away free trees to kids and families. The investigation into a failed recall effort targeting Speaker Robin Voss is not finished yet. According to the Racine County's district attorney, Trisha Hansen says in the letter to the Elections Commission, she wants a deeper criminal review after the commission recommended charges against 13 people. Those allegations include false addresses and signatures from people who may not have signed the petitions. Hansen says the commission's work was detailed, but not as in-depth as criminal cases require. And this week, drivers across Wisconsin are urged to take it slow as construction season gets underway. As part of Work Zone Awareness Week, drivers are encouraged to avoid distractions, obey speed limits, and watch for changing conditions and cars and trucks parked along the road. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Crew goes crazy in Tigertown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Tigers go at it again at Comerica Park. Last night, the Crew won 12-4 thanks to a crazy eighth inning that started with back-to-back triples from Gary Sanchez and Garrett Mitchell. Then, Luis Renjifo finally getting a break at the plate. Jeff Levering had the call.
Renjifo, shallow right, Vierling can't get there. It falls. Mitchell scores, and for all the rock Rockets. Luis Renhifo gets one to fall finally.
The Brewers with 7 runs and 11 at-bats in the inning. Garrett Mitchell on his RBI, then scoring.
Trying to take it about less about me and more just trying to get a job done there, put the ball in play. Just had to lock in there.
Men's college basketball. Badgers forward Nolan Winter will return to Wisconsin for his senior year, but guard John Blackwell is headed to North Carolina to join the Blue Devils at Duke University. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a gorgeous day today, mostly sunny with a light breeze and a high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 52 tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a little breezier tomorrow with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.